Welcome to the Being Happy podcast with Andrew Matthews. Andrew is the author of 7 international bestsellers, including Being Happy, Follow Your Heart, and How Life Works. Andrew's books are in bookstores in 70 countries and on Kindle at Amazon.com.
When I was a kid, there was no such thing as a digital watch. There were no plastic watches. A watch was a piece of machinery. You bought it from a jeweler, and the jeweler probably got it from Switzerland. And owning a watch meant that you were grown up. You were responsible. On my 10th birthday, my grandfather came to dinner, and he gave me a watch. I put it on my wrist. I told myself, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever owned. I told myself, don't break it. I just kept looking at it. 6:46, 6:47, 6:48, all through dinner. 7:10, 7:11, 7:12. Oh, and 35 seconds. You see, it had a minute hand, and the minute hand was red. I was so proud. My bedtime was 8 o'clock, and after dinner I had my shower. I checked the time, it was 7:42, and I didn't want to get my brand new watch wet. I told myself, don't damage it, so I put it by the sink next to my pajamas. I showered and I dried myself, and as I grabbed my pajamas, I somehow flicked my watch off the benchtop, and I can see it now in slow motion as it fell face down on the hard floor. Smashed it. The time at which it stopped was 7:50. I waited 10 years for my first watch. It took me exactly 1 hour and 4 minutes to smash it. It was shattered. I was shattered. And I wondered, how can life be so cruel? Even though I kept telling myself all the while, don't break it. But I'm not alone. Has this ever happened to someone you know, or to you? You drive an old wreck for 10 years and you never even dent it. You save up, and finally you buy a new car. And now you're telling yourself, don't damage it. You even start parking your car in safer places. And you tell yourself, I don't want anything to happen to my beautiful new set of wheels. And the second day you have it, you're driving into a parking lot that you've used 100 times before, and you smash your right headlight on the gatepost. And all the while you were telling yourself, don't damage your car. Or do you relate to this? You borrowed a book from your best friend, and now she wants it back. In fact, she's already asked you twice to return it, and now she's angry. You're meeting her for coffee later today, and you tell yourself, don't forget the book. Don't forget the book. You put it on the kitchen table with your house keys. And an hour later, you meet her in Starbucks. And she says, where's my book? It's on the kitchen table. Why? When you told yourself, don't forget. Can you see a pattern here? When you tell yourself not to do something, you do exactly what you told yourself not to do. Don't break it. Don't scratch it. Don't forget it. What about don't spill it? You're eating Italian. You're wearing your best white linen shirt. Now you're an adult. You don't spill much food anymore. But just in case, you tell yourself, don't spill spaghetti bolognese all down your... Ah, damn it! It's all over you. So the question is, why does this happen? And it is because our mind works on pictures. And when you give your mind a picture, your mind delivers. When you say, don't forget, your mind has a picture of you doing what? Forgetting. So that is what you get. Your mind cannot, does not, will not operate on the reverse of an idea. I'll prove it to you. I'm going to tell you not to do something. Don't think of an elephant. And what are you thinking of? You see, you must always give your mind a picture of what you want. See it this way. You're in a restaurant and the waitress says to you, can I help you? And you say, yes, I don't want a hamburger. Wouldn't that be stupid? And yet we use that language on ourselves. Have you ever heard anyone say, I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be fat. They continue to plant pictures in their minds of what they don't want, and then they wonder why life is so hard. If you think, I want that, you move toward what you want. If you think, I don't want that, you move toward what you don't want. This is probably the most important thing that you were never taught in school. Why? Because your teachers and your parents mostly didn't understand this. So they told you, don't break the window, don't fall out of the tree. You need to plant safety in children's minds. Climb safely, be careful. Advertisers mostly don't understand this, so they make TV ads that tell you, don't forget, don't miss out, don't drink and drive. You say, well, advertisements seem to work. They could work better. If you're a parent or a teacher or a coach or an advertiser, you need to plant pictures in people's minds of what they need to do. Remember, be there. Drive sober. You say, so does anyone understand this principle? Absolutely. High achievers understand, and so they focus on what they want. Some people do it automatically. Some figured it out for themselves. Some had coaching. Top performers, that is singers, musicians, Wimbledon champions, golf champions, leading coaches, entrepreneurs, managers, top salespeople all know this, and it is precisely why they achieve. Here's what all racing car drivers know. When you lose control of your car and you're about to hit a wall at 200 kilometers an hour, you must keep your eyes focused on where you want your car to go. Keep looking at where you want your car to go, and your subconscious can arrange the rest. Focus on the wall and you hit the wall. This is not simply positive thinking. It's about how your subconscious delivers. Focus on what you want. And at this point, some people will argue, well, Andrew, you're just being technical, telling myself I want to be successful and telling myself I don't want to be a failure are basically the same thing. Telling myself I want to be slim and telling myself I don't want to be fat are basically the same thing. Remember and don't forget. Surely they're basically the same thing. Not even close. They are a million miles apart. They are complete opposites. Which is why some people continue to achieve their goals, and many live lives of quiet desperation. Lots of people, especially guys, are fascinated by sport. They'll watch anything. Football, bowling, ping pong, even cricket, which can last up to 5 days and often ends in a draw. And we might ask, who cares and why is sport so fascinating? Here's why I'm fascinated by sport. Sport gives you instant feedback on how an athlete is thinking. And when you are playing, you get instant feedback on how you are thinking. For example, if you tell yourself, don't miss it. And in any sport, fear, courage, intention, self-belief show up on the scoreboard almost instantly. Sport teaches us about the power of thought. How often have you seen this? Your favorite football team is absolutely thrashing the city that you most love to beat. You're ecstatic. And then, with 15 minutes to go, what happens? They get so far in front, they start playing not to lose, and they get smashed in the last 10 minutes. You can't win a game by trying not to lose. You can't succeed in life by trying not to lose. So, what makes a champion? Ordinary golfers can sink some great putts during practice. And average footballers and basketballers can score some great goals when there's no pressure. But when the pressure is really on, ordinary athletes begin to tell themselves, don't miss it, Don't screw it up. Don't hit a double fault. There's a name for it, and it's called choking. And meanwhile, the champions, the Roger Federers and the Usain Bolts of the world, are telling themselves, I've got this. This one is mine. What defines a champion? Champions focus on what they want. You say, aren't we just talking about confidence? Yes, but confidence is just a label. It's all about the thoughts that you have because you are confident. So what do you do? Well, firstly, always, always, always give your mind a positive target. Here are targets that don't work. Don't forget the book. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to be broke. Don't be nervous. And here are thoughts that do work. I will remember my book. I'm getting slimmer every day. I always have enough money. I am relaxed. And here's the good news. You can take this a step further. Not only do you use positive self-talk, you play mental movies of your own success. That's why all of the great singers, athletes, speakers, managers practice in their imagination. It's called mental rehearsal. And how do they rehearse? They practice being perfect in their mind. So how do we use these mental movies? Let's imagine that you have a nervous pattern where you can't speak in public. Whenever you try to speak in public, you stand up, but your mind sits down. You shake, you sweat, nothing comes out of your mouth, all because you've been feeding your mind bad pictures. So now you begin to play mental movies of the confident new you. You regularly picture yourself standing in front of a group with a big smile on your face. You see yourself speaking effortlessly. Now, some people can close their eyes and see things. And some people will say, I can't see anything. It makes no difference. You don't actually have to see things, but you can feel them, think them. So you begin to imagine yourself in front of a group and relaxed, perhaps like people you've seen on television, or confident like friends of yours who seem to handle any situation. In this movie, you are happy, you're relaxed, you're in control. And as you start to play these mental movies, your old pattern will begin to fight you. It will be whispering, this isn't right. This isn't you. You should be wetting yourself. But keep playing the positive mental movies, and you will see more and more of the new you. And this is how it happens. The first day you play the new movie in your head, it seems ridiculous. After a week of playing the movie, it still seems a little hard to believe. After a month, it seems possible, but not likely. After a couple of months, it feels comfortable. Give it a little more time, and it feels like you. It's no big deal. You may have doubts or scary moments, but keep playing those movies in your head. Each time you stand up to speak, it will be easier and easier. Eventually, you'll become so confident, you'll forget you even had a problem. Successful people aren't superhuman. They just know how to use their mind. They do this automatically. Now, you might say, this pretending in your imagination, this is child stuff. Precisely. As a child, you used your imagination like this. This is why kids learn so fast. The problem is, we grow up. We become sophisticated and intellectual. We stop using what comes naturally. We stop using what works. So if we are sophisticated and intellectual, we might dismiss these childlike techniques. So we stay sophisticated, but we also stay stuck for the rest of our lives. Many people spend their whole lives with their minds stuck in reverse. If you think about what you don't want, you get more of what you don't want. When you focus on what you do want, you give yourself your best chance in every relationship, interview, piano recital, tennis match, examination, speech. You drive more safely, you stay more healthy. Now, you are simply using your mind the way it's meant to work. Focus on what you want. You become what you think about. I expand on these principles in my books, in particular in Being Happy and in How Life Works. If you're enjoying these Being Happy podcasts, please share them with your friends. Share them on Facebook and post your comments on iTunes. Your comments help to keep these podcasts visible in Google and iTunes. Also, join me on Facebook, Andrew Matthews, Author. I post happiness tips and cartoons. My next podcast, number 7, is on happy relationships. Until next time, I wish you success and happiness.
Want to get Andrew Matthews' books in hard copy? Did you know that thebookdepository.com ships books free to 104 countries? Wherever you are, visit thebookdepository.com. You'll find all of Andrew's books, Being Happy, Follow Your Heart, How Life Works, and more. Andrew's books are also on Kindle and Amazon.com.